This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
North Korea is making progress toward having a nuclear-powered submarine. The country showed a picture of a completed hull for the first time, saying the vessel is capable of launching nuclear missiles. NPR's Sae-woon Gong reports this comes as Seoul works to advance its nuclear sub development.
North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has visited a shipyard at an undisclosed location to inspect the submarine under construction, the country's state media reported. The Korean Central News Agency revealed, also for the first time, that the submarine is 8,700-ton class. North Korea first publicized its plan for building nuclear subs in 2021 as part of a five-year military plan. South Korea won President Trump's approval for acquiring nuclear subs in October. It plans to hold working-level talks with the U.S. starting early next year. Kim Jong-un criticized Seoul's move as, quote, an offensive act that must be countered. Sae-woon Gong, NPR News, Seoul.
There's a new most popular movie on broadcast and streaming TV. It's Home Alone. The 1990 movie about a little boy left behind when his family goes on vacation has been the top-ranked film by Nielsen for three of the past four Decembers. Other recent top-ranked Christmas movies include Elf, Home Alone 2, and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
Holiday music and traditions from Renaissance England, Gold Rush era Colorado.